I was speaking once at Keren Ezra Shabbos, and this occurred to me as I was waiting to get up and speak. Keren Ezra Shabbos is an organization that just raises money to buy food for people on Shabbos. And the people who started it, they were in Torah Or, and they would notice at the end of the meal, there were these people who would come in and collect all of the, you know, half-eaten bread from the tables. So one time, one of them asked him, I said, what do you do with that? We eat it. He says, what? He says, we can't afford bread. This is what we eat. He says, what do you do Shabbos? If it's a good week, we have a can of tuna fish. Share it among the family. You know, otherwise we eat the leftover bread from your table. So they started this organization to get food for people for Shabbos, you know. And they came up with a chop. Instead of trying to go and fundraise, they make a big malevah malka for Bachrim. And they ask the Bachrim to go and raise money when they go back, when they go back home. That's this course. So I spoke one year and I said, you know, it's an amazing thing. Tanis Rufus comes to Rebbe Akiva and he says, why do you do tzedakah? You're going against God's will. God made these people poor and you're messing with the divine plan by giving them money. So he says, the reason people are aniyim is so that people who've been given money have a chance to do tzedakah. If there were no poor people, they'd never be able to get the tzedakah. And it hit me. And I said, you have money because God gave it to you to give to those people. And those people were born without money that they can't buy food for Shabbos in your schus so that you could give tzedakah. And we have to beg you to buy them food? You were only given that money so that, and they have, we were destined to have this life of suffering and difficulty only so that you could help them. We have to ask you for this? We should be lining up, looking for these opportunities.